Hey there, cowboys and cowgirls, and welcome to another episode of Sidekick Radio Network. I'm your host, Madison Ford. Let's get started. First up, we've got Christina, Caroline, and Jordan to talk about Red Ribbon Week.
Hi, this is Caroline, and I'm here with Christina Berg and Jordan Bickham.
Hey.
And we're here to talk about how this past week was Red Ribbon Week and how each of the days we had dress-up days. So, yeah. Tell us more about it, Christina.
Monday was camo day, and Tuesday was ugly sweater day. That was my personal favorite. Wednesday was neon day. Thursday was sports jersey day. And Friday, everyone wore red.
This week was a lot of fun seeing all the students get into Red Ribbon Week, especially with everyone wearing red ribbons in support.
Some people are seriously into it. Like, they went all out.
Yeah, like the purple tights we saw walking
just
by
a second ago.
Yeah, and then Ugly Sweater Day was a lot of fun, just to see all the different sweaters that you can get at, like, CCA or a consignment store, a thrift store, to just see how that someone would actually wear that maybe a couple years ago. But it's cool to see it, all the different ones.
Yeah. Yes. I was going to ask my mom for her old 80s sweaters, but she didn't have any. Yeah, I haven't participated this week. It's pretty tragic.
I have. I did neon day.
I can see.
And then I did the sports jersey day. And then I did the wear red day. So I was pretty involved.
I missed the neon day. I wore neon on Tuesday, not even thinking about neon day on Wednesday. So I was very, very upset about that.
I'm sorry, Christina. And another thing is that Friday is senior night, and we have our last home game of the season. So with everyone wearing red to support the team and Red Ribbon Week, it'll be a sea of red at the stadium.
Should be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Yeah. And look forward to the pep rally going on Friday morning. So let's go, Cowboys.
Yeah.
And remember, CHS, stay drug free.
Thanks, ladies. All right, and now we have Sarah and Rachel to discuss the ethical treatment of animals.
Hey, CHS, it's staff writer Sarah Police.
And Rachel Bush.
Today we'll be talking about the new controversy of PETA suing SeaWorld. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, also known as PETA, have filed a lawsuit against SeaWorld claiming that the 13th Amendment, which is slavery, doesn't just apply to humans. Many people are concerned with the treatment of the whales at SeaWorld, and in the past, several whales have even killed their trainers. PETA believes this is because of the mistreatment of whales. Similarly, many people in Coppell feel the same way as PETA. Ms. Doggett, a science teacher at CHS, feels very strongly about saving the animals from confinement. So Rachel, what do you think about all this?
I think it's really important that we keep not only people in mind, but animals too, and we're protecting their rights, because in a way, animals are people too. You know, I'm a big fan of my pets at home, and to think if they were ever being treated poorly, that would just break my heart. So I think it's important that we treat animals the way that we would treat each other, and not just take in mind that they're animals.
Absolutely. I mean, they bleed, they can have children, they do a lot of the same things that we do. So
what do you think on the matter? Do you think it's important that we spend time and money to keep them safe?
Absolutely. Like, if they're doing all these wonderful things for us, we should treat them nicely and make sure they're fed properly and just treated great.
It's scary to think that, like, SeaWorld, you go and watch the whales and Shamu and everything, and you see they look so happy, like they're having fun, but then behind the scenes, what we don't realize is that they're actually being treated really poorly to get them to do those shows. And I think that's really awful that that we've resorted to do that for our own personal entertainment. So I think that, you know, if a whale wants to flip, it's going to flip for you, but you shouldn't hit it or, you know, starve it to make it do so.
Yeah.
And that brings me onto the topic of also, like, animal testing and everything. How do you feel about that? I don't like that. I mean, we're doing fine right now without the testing and the thing it goes with makeup, too. Did you ever hear about that?
Yeah, with the lip glosses and everything.
Yeah, we're fine. I mean, it's all good the way it is. Like, just leave them alone. It's not like we want to be tested.
The only thing is, like, I didn't even realize until I went to one of the sustainability expos last year that they showed us this ingredient that's like whale blubber or something similar to that. And I went home and I checked my shampoo, a bunch of my makeup had all of this in it. So we don't even know that, I mean, it might not even be animal tested, but it has animal products in it. And to think that we have so many things at home we don't even realize, I think that's really scary. So it just goes back to the whole treating animals right. And these dolphins and whales, I just hope they can be protected.
I know. So good luck to PETA with their animal protection.
Thank you for that. And now we have the football guys with your weekly football preview.
Hello, Cowboys fans. This is Lance McCaskey.
I'm Jay Carroll.
And I'm John Luke.
Here with your weekly football recap and update. Last week, the Cowboys played Justin Northwest. And what everyone, including I'm pretty sure Northwest, thought was going to be an easy win for the Cowboys. Little did we know our offense would get no production, under 200 yards the entire game, and fail to score more than one touchdown. We lost 10-7 to Justin Northwest, a team that went 0-10 two years ago. We had a chance at state last year, and now we're losing to an 0-10 team. This is just ridiculous. This shouldn't be happening. I don't know what's wrong with the team.
Our defense basically did what they're supposed to do. They held them to only 10 points, but our offense just couldn't get it going. They couldn't score. They couldn't pass the ball. They couldn't run the ball. They couldn't do anything. It was horrible.
All we can do now is run the ball because we have no quarterback. We're running our fourth string quarterback now, and I don't think we trust him to throw the ball. So we're just running every play. Northwest figured it out and stopped the run, and we can't pass. We can't get any yards. It's just not the way we should be running the team. We have to have what we did at the beginning of the year, and that is a pass threat and a run threat. Right now, we just have a run. Well, not even a run threat. We just have a running game.
And then, I mean, like, now that we have our, you know, third string or fourth string quarterback in, they don't really have as much game experience as, you know, the second string or Jake would have. So they're under a lot of pressure, under a lot of duress, and so I guess that adds to it too.
Yeah, Wilson, if you have to remember, Connor Wilson, he's just a sophomore.
Right.
This is his first year not on a freshman team, not on a middle school or a freshman team, so he's definitely under a lot of pressure.
He'll be good though if the coaches keep working with him. He'll be a good quarterback his junior or senior year. We've heard that Jake's supposed to play this week, but we're not quite sure on that one.
Apparently, he went to a doctor, got cleared to play, so he will be in the lineup for senior night. We'll see how that goes down. If you ask me, it sounds like he's a little premature in his comeback here. I think he might just end up hurting himself even more, but hey, he knows what he's doing. He's Jake Larson, so we're just gonna go with it. This week is senior night, playing Keller. Before the game, there's the ceremony honoring all the senior football players. During halftime, Lariat and Van seniors. Keller, at the beginning of the year, we thought was also gonna be an easy win, but we all saw what happened against Northwest. But then again, we do have Larson back.
We might have Larson back.
So that might help the cause a little bit. So we'll have to see what happens. Keller, not a very good team, but right now neither are we.
This should be an interesting game. We say this basically every week, but this week it could be an interesting game based on whether we get Larson back or not.
And it's definitely a must-win game because right now we're sitting either fifth or sixth in our playoff ranking, and so if we lose this game, our hopes for going to state again are all but over.
Let's remember that if we lose one more game, we're out of the playoffs. There's no playoffs. So there's there's no way we can even think about state right now. We're thinking about just making the playoffs, hoping that Fossil Ridge loses a couple more times, hoping that we can win out and beat Keller and beat Keller Central.
So there's definitely a lot of pressure and a lot of hopes riding on this game. So this game will definitely determine the fate of Kappa football.
Definitely.
All right, we'll see what happens. See you next week.
Let's go Cowboys.
Listen to us next week.
Thanks, guys. All right, that just about wraps up another episode of Sidekick Radio Network. I'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.